maternal health, mortality and morbidity. Despite various attempts by local and international organizations to reduce the number of pregnancy and childbirth-related deaths, maternal mortality continues to be one of the leading causes of death for many of the member countries in the Asia-Pacific region. In fact, most of these deaths are preventable and solutions for the complications that arise during pregnancy and childbirth are well established. Note reference, 1. Note reference, 2. In the last two decades, Southeast Asia has seen a healthy decline in the maternal mortality ratio. Note reference, 3. However, as of 2010, the burden of maternal mortality is still high in this region. Every 2 out of 1,000 pregnant women are at risk for death due to prenatal and perinatal complications. Note reference, 4. The risk of maternal mortality in the Western Pacific region, as defined by the WHO, is much less, averaging to about 50 deaths per 100,000 live births. Note reference, 5. Although the main causes of maternal mortality include excessive hemorrhaging, hypertension, and abortion-related injuries. Note reference, 6. The underlying factors that predispose women to these circumstances should be viewed as causative agents to maternal mortality. These include inadequate access to health information and services, unaffordable medical costs, poor nutrition, and violence during pregnancy. Therefore, ensuring provision of adequate and affordable access to the healthcare system, especially to vulnerable populations, remains one of the main initiatives in the goal to reducing maternal morbidity and mortality. Maternal mortality rate is highly correlated with the availability of and access to skilled attendance and antenatal care coverage. Overall, as the percentage of births handled by skilled personnel increases, maternal mortality rate decreases. However, an increase in health labor force such as this requires sufficient funding to the health sector, which is not always possible in resource-poor countries. Antenatal care typically includes medical care such as the treatment of preeclampsia, tetanus immunization, and nutritional support. In Southeast Asia, the average percentage of antenatal care, which is defined as at least 4 visits, was 80% in 2009. Note reference, 7. This figure is much higher in the Western Pacific region. Approximately 92% of women aged 15 to 49 years with a live birth pregnancy during a specified period of time reported that they had at least 4 antenatal visits. Note reference, 8. Afghanistan, Bangladesh, and Lao PDR, however, have the lowest rates of antenatal coverage, ranging between 15% and 26%. Note reference, 9. Antenatal care alone is not sufficient in preserving the health of mother and child. Other services such as postpartum care and the provision of an emergency obstetrics system is also important in reducing the extent of maternal and neonatal mortality.